For the first time in 9 months, there are no regional watering restrictions on the Lower Sunshine Coast. Stage 1 restrictions were lifted on the Chapman Water System February 3. After periods of significant rainfall over the past 2 months, the SCRD has lifted Stage 1 water conservation regulations on the Chapman Water System, Sunshine Coast Regional District, SCRD, Communications Manager Aidan Buckley wrote in an email. SCRD staff continue to monitor creek flows and snowpack in the Chapman watershed. The extended drought period, followed by freezing temperatures at Chapman Lake, added a level of uncertainty and unpredictability for water supply in the fall and winter months. Staff visited Chapman Lake last week, and along with creek flow data, have determined that there is sufficient water supply to lift all water conservation regulations at this time. Wet weather is in Environment Canada's forecasts for the coast. Over February 6 and 7, rain, with predicted accumulations in the 20 to 30 millimeters range. Showery conditions are predicted to continue until February 12. The Chapman Water System, which serves about 90% of the SCRD's water clients in the areas between Half Moon Bay and West Howe Sound. Restrictions started at stage 1 of May 1 and remained at that level until July 27 when the system moved to stage 2 until August 22. It was at stage 3 for a week in late August and entered stage 4, severe, on August 31. Stage 4 restrictions were lifted on December 13 and the system reverted to stage 1. Buckley also reported that the SCRD's Emergency Operations Center, EOC, has also been stepped down. That EOC was activated September 27 of last year to assist with management on the ongoing drought conditions in the area. The email stated that in the coming weeks, staff will complete tasks from the EOC and will be integrating learnings from the past year into our emergency response plans. According to its website, the SCRD brings in Stage 1 water conservation regulations on May 1 for all its water systems, to promote water conservation and to ensure water supply and treatment systems can meet the seasonal increase in demand from outdoor water use. Stage 1 allows for outdoor water use under a number of restrictions.